It's the Engel Kemeshalim. So the problem is, the Gemara raises a question that in our Mishnah, where we have a Chiyuv Knas, and in the Mishnah Malkus says you get Malkus, and yet we know we can't have both Malkus and Mammon. And the Mammon we're discussing here is Knas. So the Gemara's assumption is that the rule of Engel Kemeshalim even applies to Knas. So Tosis asked the question based on the cheshbon of the Gemara in Malkus. It should come out that when you're dealing with Mammon of Knas, we really should allow for Malkus and Mammon together. Malkus and Knas, that is. Tema de perkama de Malkus mashma, de Knas lokim mishalim. How do you see that? De ka'amar apkupta de rameyev rabbanan, de me'idin anabish ploni shechai v'chaveru masayim zuz. We have a machokis of Mendra Chachamim, according to Rav Meir, in a case of Adam Zomin by Mammon. So the din is they get Malkus and they also pay Mammon of Kasha Zama. The Chacham say, Komeshalim in a loke. So the Gemara explains the machokis. Bishram Rabban al Kitamayu, Mishmishachas at the Machaivo. The Chacham say you can't have both because of Kedei Rishasso. Elo Rav Meir, my Taima. What does Rav Meir say, Loke Meshalim? The Gemara explains, Gamin Mosi Shemra. That's what Ula there says. Gamin Mosi Shemra. Malamotzi Shemra Shekain Knas. So how can you learn from Motzi Shemra affect the Gemara? Motzi Shemra is Knas. So how can you learn to Adam Zomin from Motzi Shemra? There it said the Mammon is Knas. That's different. And the Gemara answer is, Kasav Rav Meir, Adam Zomin Nami Knas. So the answer is, Rav Meir equates Adam Zomin to Motzi Shemra because the Mammon of Kasha Zomim has a din of Knas. It's more than what they will actually go in. I have said the various reasons why the Kasha Zamam is considered Knas, the Mammon of Kasha Zamam. Rav Meir takes that opinion, which is Rabbi Kiva's sheet as well, that Adam Zomin is a Knas. That's why he can learn out from Moshe Shema to Adam Zomin. So the Gemara doesn't tell us why the Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim do not learn from Moshe Shema. The Chachamim apply Kedei Rishasso in the case of Adam Zomimin, and they don't learn from Motzi Shema. The Rav Meir learns from Motzi Shema, just like Motzi Shema, you see, you can get Malkus and Mammon together. The Torah imposes a Chiyuv Knas and also a Chiyuv Mammon, the Chiyuv Malkus and a Chiyuv Knas. So we learn out to Adam Zomimin, the Chachamim don't. So Tosis is inferring. If the reason where Rav Meir is going to learn from Motzi Shema is because he holds Adam Zomimin is a Knas, so the Chachamim who disagree, that's because they hold Adam Zomin as Mammon. Mashma, the Rabbanan, lo yafin Motzi Shemra, Mishum de Savi, Adam Zomin Mamona, which is, of course, a machlokas in general, whether it has a din of Knas or Mammon, whether we have all the nafkaminas, Chveis Modi Beknas Pater, various halachas where Knas is different than Mammon. So the Chachamim would hold that it's considered Mammon. But if that's the basis for the Chacham disagreeing, what would come out? Avom Knasa Yalfin on Shabbim Motzi Shema Deloke Mishalim. So then it should come out that Motzi Shema is a basis to learn out that any time the Chiyuv is Knas, Knas and Malkus can go together. So what's the problem in our Gemara? Tosus makes the problem even more pronounced, because after all, who is it that comes with a solution in our Gemara that he has to work out in Okimta, Kan Bachosu Naira, Kan Bachosu Bogeris? Who is it? Ula. The Ula Gufei, the Dachi Kacha, Lishnuye, Kan Bachosu Naira, Hu Demasikasam Hachi. Ula is the one himself who explains over there that the basis of the Rav Meir is Motzi Shemra. Omar Ula, Gamon Motzi Shemra. So if that's the basis of Rav Meir, and the Chachamim only disagree because Adam Zomin is considered to be Mammon, as we have Medayik from the Gemara, so it should come out that when it comes to Knas, we can learn from Motzi Shemra. So what does Ula have a problem at all? What does he have to make in Ukinta in our Mishnah? Kan Bachosu Naira, Kan Bachosu Bogeris. This is the second tier of the Kasha within Ula. To make it more pointed, Ula himself. Ula needs to wiggle out of the problem here of Loka Mishalim by saying that the Mishnah in Makos is talking by Achoso what? Achoso Bogeris. Why do you need that? Let it be Achoso Naira, and we can learn from Motzi Shemra. And this Nekuda I just brought out yesterday, just to emphasize again, that which Tosis is saying, learn from Motzi Shem, Aloka Mishalem, is not just relevant within the Shita that Loke Ve'eno Mishalem, but Kenas would be different, but it's also relevant within the Shita that Mishalem in a Loke, and Kenas is different. Where do I see that? Because Tosis is making his question even relate to Ula. Why does Ula have to make this Okimta? If Ula himself says that Motzi Shemra is the basis to learn out Loke or Mishale. So that therefore, if you have a Knas, you should be able to learn out from Motzi Shemra. So why do you have to make an Okimta that it's talking by a Chosa Bulgaris over there? By Knas, you can say Loke or Mishale. In Havana, we have to think about this for a second. Because Bishlama, if we're talking about the Shita of Loka Ve'eno Mishalem, that means that the Malkus Pat is the Mammon, I hear why Knas is different type of Mammon. So what type of a Mammon does Malkus Pater? It Paters Mammon, but not Knas. Penalty money doesn't get pushed, doesn't get exempted by Malkus. But if we're speaking about the other Shita, that is Ula, that Mishalem Ve'eno Loka, means Mammon Paters Malkus. So what would be the implication of Tosa's question? That Mammon Pater Malkus, but Knas doesn't Pater Malkus. It's a little bit harder to swallow. If anything, what distinguishes Knas from Mammon is that it's not Nidche. As opposed to saying that what distinguishes Knas from Mammon is that Mammon is Doche and Knas can't be Doche Malkus. Knas is a sharper edge to it. So why would Knas be less able to be Doche the Malkus? Okay, maybe yes. Someone said yesterday, maybe. Okay, yeah. You see that Knas is, yeah.
So I
would like to say better. I think you could say better
why
than
that. What's the assumption?
Because knas usually is the pshat that, like we say, shalote echote nisker, we use svara sometimes that even though a person should be off the hook, but knas, afa b'kein, knas, we want to make sure that the person gets a slap on the wrist. Penalty money has a greater, reason to impose the fine. You don't push it away so easily. We have shalote echote nisker idea. So if that's, for the perspective is being pushed away, you could say Knas is not pushed away so easily. In the application to Ula, you're going to be seeing in a different way, that Knas has less of a koach to be doche. Okay, it's not, you could certainly make a case that way, Mammon is a standard type of a chiyuv, that can be doche malkus. Knas is more of a fringe type of a penalty. But I think you can say much better, and that is that the issue of being doche or being nitche itself is a function of another issue. Who says anything is nitche? What's the answer? We have a basic rule called kedei b'shasa, which means you don't get two punishments. Now that we know you get one punishment, not both, which one do you get, which one don't you get? But what we see in Motzi Shema is on that very basic level, that there's a rule of kedei b'shasa that you get one punishment, not two. That rule is perhaps not relevant when it comes to knas. In other words, malkus and mammon can coexist. One onus, not two. Now figure out which one. But when it comes to malkus, since Motzi Shema shows us you can have malkus and mammon, so the pshat is that there both punishments can exist. We can administer malkus and knas. And therefore, it doesn't matter, we're talking Ugo, talking Rabbi Yochanan, the problem of Tosis is very clear. In other words, Motzi Shema teaches us that there should be no reason why you can't give both punishments. So therefore, that's why the problem is as well, is equally clear according to Ula. Tosis just adds one more twist here. He says, so what's the Gemara's whole problem here, and what's Ula's issue? The Lekala Meimar don't suggest the Miboshes Upagam Shein Mammon Parich. Maybe the problem in this Gemara is not really relating to the Knas. As far as the Knas, we can always deal with the issue. Knas and Malkus can go together. But the problem is that we have a Chiyuv of Boshes Upagam as well. When you have Knas, you have Boshes Upagam. So how can you have the Chiyuv of Malkus side by side with the Boshes Upagam? That's a problem. And that, of course, Moshe Shemra won't solve that problem for you. So don't learn that way. Don't learn that the kasha is only Moshe Supagam. What does Tosus mean here? The Gemara gives the teretz achosu bogeres. All that does for us is say there's no knas. Bogeres also has boshes supagam, which is what the Gemara, you know, asks a minute later. So it's the whole kasha to begin with was never from knas, and the Gemara didn't really answer the question. Okay, so this is the problem that Tosus is going to now address and give several solutions for. That seemingly motzi shemra should be a basis to learn out that you can have malchus and knas. As long as it's knas, it should allow for two punishments. The chachamim seem to only disagree by edim zomin, because presumably they hold that edim zomin is also edim zomin is mammon. But if you have a case of knas, then why can't you learn from motzi shemra? Rav Meir learns edim zomin because he holds edim zomin is a knas. The chachamim say that edim zomin is mammon, but by knas you should have no problem according to anybody. So what's the big deal? Why do you have to have a sugya that deals with the problem here of ein lokim mishalem? It's simple. You learn from motzi shemra. Something interesting, right? Tosus is going to give all these different answers, but Rabbi Eger wants to say his own thing. Seemingly, there's a simple difference between Motzi Shemra's local Mishalim and what we want to apply it to over here in our sugya. By Motzi Shemra, the onus of Malchus, the onus of Knas, are both coming for the same exact nice, the same exact act. He's Motzi Shemra, and he suffers a double punishment. A punishment of Malchus, a punishment of Knas. We have a question by Edim Zomin, whether we can learn from Motzi Shemra or we can't. But in a certain way, whatever Edim Zomin is, it's similar in the sense that the Edom Zomen did the Isser of Edus Sheker, and they have, as a consequence, two distinct onshin, that, or they should have, that of Malchus and that of Mammon of Kashazama. Do we learn from Motzi Shemra? Do we not? That's the Machokus of Me'en HaChacham. What Tosus is asking is, even if you don't learn Edom Zomen, because Edom Zomen is Mammon, but case like our Gemara, which is Knas, should be comparable to Motzi Shemra. Says Rabbi Kibega, but it's not really analogous. Why not? Here, Bar Ala Naira, the Malchus and the Knas are not really coming for the same thing. After all, what's the Malchus coming for? The Arayis, the Isser of Gili Arayis. It was a Choso. That which she's a choso has nothing to do with the fact that she's a besula, she's a naira. Vala choso. That's the aveira that brings malchus. And then you have a separate mechayiv in knas that comes out of this. It's distinct. It's not that the knas is coming for the gili arayis of a choso. He could be a totally woman who's bechal not married at all, let alone a choso. Right, and you have the knas of onus. So it so happens it overlaps. She's a choso, so she's a naira b'sula, she's a choso. But it's totally different mechayiv in the knas than there is in the malchus. So the Kidega says that type of situation we never see in Motzi Shemra that you can justify giving two onshin. Everyone hear the chiluk? See, he wants to suggest his own answer to Tosus kasha. That's the first packet from Kibeger. He said, Yeshloma, demimotzi shemra leka lemelach, ela kiahi demotzi shemra, deshneha onshim mitzad oso maise sheachmira Torah lekonso. For this act of being motzi shemra al besulas Yisrael, the Torah gave you a compound onesh, which is consisting of malchus and mammon of knas. So what do we say? V'aminan, hechada Torah hechmira, Liknos al ma'isazeh, hechmira Torah la'onsha al ma'isazeh b'mamino malchus. So the onesh has a two levels to it. That's the package onesh for being motzi shemra. There, Rav Meir and the Chacham have a disagreement. Can you carry that logic over to Edom Zomimin? The Zeldra Rav Meir Yalfinan the Edom Zomimin. I should probably say Yalfinan le Edom Zomimin. It says it may Edom Zomimin. Stomach is le Edom Zomimin. The Gamken Hamalkus v'Tashlumin Shnei Mikoach Maisa the Edus Shekel. That what by Edom Zomimin the two onshin are both as a function of the Edus Shekel. So he has to have the onus malchus, the onus mamon. The chomer, the concert Torah that we see from Moshe Shemar, you can do that. Mas eken hacha, says the Kibega, the onus malchus eno inyan la'osa maiseh concert Torah. The onus malchus is not about what the onus knas is coming. The benayra di alma ika knas below malchus. There's no achoso, there's no malchus. No, you don't like it. You don't like it. The hamalkus umishim isarayis the inyan laknas. So in this case, they coincide. In this act, they coincide. But the underlying mechayiv of each onesh is distinct from the other. The chay gavni yishloma dereka lomelof motzi shema. What do you think? What?
As a kol shekin, you give two punishments when there's one action.
Then kol shekin, you give two punishments, two separate mechayiv. What's the Bikivega saying? Okay, what do you say, Rabbi Osai? Go ahead.
The Torah says you can get both the fairish and the case.
But that's not a chilek anymore.
So first of all, yeah, if the Torah spoke about that case, it could be the Torah wanted him to get this double onus in that case for this mice, for this act, this evil act the Torah wants to impose, to throw the book at him, to get onus, malchus and onus of mamon. But who says you can extrapolate if they're coming from two different places? Maybe there's a kedivah shasa that dictates one onesh and not both. This is by definition what you have in motzi shemra. It's the mechayiv is one, and the onshin that flow from that are two. So that's where you could say that you see motzi shemra that if it's knas, you can have that. The Torah can give the knas together with the malchus for the one mice. Edom Zomimin, if we're a knas, that's what you would see. But in a case like this, it's totally different places that each onus is coming from. Okay, this is an interesting svara. Obviously, Tosis didn't agree. Right? Tosis saw the Moti Shema as enough of a melamed for knas and malchus to coexist, whether it's coming from one mechayev or two mechayev. Right? This is what Tosis has to deal with. Yosef. You're asking good. You're asking. Yeah, I did not have a chance to look this up. I wanted to, but I only give you full disclosure. I think there's a piece of Ar Sameach in Hilchos Me'ilah. I'm not even sure how it connects over there. Who says as far what you're saying? That really Edom Zomimin is also not the same as Motzi Shemra. Why? So you can tell me what the svara would be. Because the onesh of Malchus is for what? It's for the Losan. And the onesh of the Mama and the Kashazaman is for? What? For his Mama. What? I'm not sure how to put it. What?
But the Shema is to Pesukim. We ask for Vahan Shur. It can't be.
No, no. There it's, the Torah says for Motzi Shemra, the Israel and Vahan Shur. So they're both coming for the dibur for the motzi shemra. Here you could separate it as well and say, what? Well, the edus sheker, the losana, that's malchus, and then the kasha zamam is more the benadam machavero idea. In other words, I didn't see it inside, I don't know how to put it exactly, but I think the idea is what you're saying, that that's more that they were going for him to be sentenced. That's different than Edus Sheker. It's a distinct point. The Edus Sheker is your made Sheker. That's Malchus. The Malchus is rooted in that. The Zmama has to do with that they were going specifically to, you know, to be this particular Nidon that they spoke about. They imposed on him a sentence, a base that he's chayv money. That could be without, and that's a separate point. I mean, Kibbe Eger obviously didn't understand it that way. So why? Because I guess they're so inseparable. In a sense, the The issue was Eidus Sheker. Eidus Sheker can have a lot of applications, a lot of cases. So the Eidus Sheker had to do with this particular case of making the person Chayiv Mamon. But basically, it's Eidus Sheker. Eidus Sheker is Mechayiv Malkus, Eidus Sheker is Mechayiv the Mamon. So that's considered like Motzi Shemra in that regard. You're splitting too much, he would say. Whereas over here, it's clearly two separate worlds, two separate Mechayiv. But I hear where you're coming from. One could have said that even in Eidus Zomim, they're really coming for two different acts, or somehow two different dimensions of the act. Where here, and here certainly that way. Kibbeger doesn't want to take it over to Eidus Zomim, but he does see that kind of chiluk valid when it comes to onus baal chosam. Yeah. But I think your point, we'll have to look up. If I can look it up, I will tell you what he says. But it's something along the lines of what you're suggesting. What you want to follow up?
Don't the Chachamim understand
the punishment of Mosana and Kan Kachamim? We'll see in Amadeus, Shemos, what that means exactly. It's all machokas, vashitosis, what those words of a mayor are. A mayor says, Lokan Mishalmin. The Gemara says he wants a Motzi Shemra, but the Mishnah also says something more in Rav Meir. Shelo Hashem Hamevio Idei Malkos Videi Tashuv. And what exactly is that? And what's its relevance? What is that trying to do exactly? There's a whole. You don't know what it means. Shelo Hashem Hamevio. That we'll have to wait for him. Have a little patience. Look at him in base. We'll have to discuss that also. There's a whole question how to touch those words of Rav Meir. It's always hard when you're still trying to find yourself, and we're going to be revisiting this also, but. Okay. Yes. No.
Didn't we ask a question on the Rambam?
Yeah.
Who said, "How are you extending this rule in this Gemara here, based on there, where it's from two different sources?" But now, is Rabbi Akiva are we comparing Kolei Yom Kippurim? We're like separating the act of Ones, of raping your sister. As like two different stories, which is similar to like the Rambam case of
Bolivian Kippur. It's not exactly a totally different context. The Rambam had to do with the din of the Fershub Satorah, and what was the Fershub Satorah? The Pashup Shad is that Mammon, as opposed to the Malkus of Lo Yosef. We don't see in the Gemara that the Fershub Satorah has any applications for a different Malkus. That was the problem in the Rambam. It's a different discussion. Kvega says, what we see in Motzi Shemra is a Xeris HaKasev relating to getting two Onshin as a package for one particular Aveira, one particular problem that he brought on himself, now these two Onshin. But if you have two separate Averos that happens to overlap in this context, we have no evidence in Motzi Shemra that we can't say Kedirish Us. It's a different context. Yo, yeah.
But the answer is, I think we
the Ora Sameach.
Eid Zomim is, you can't be in Eid Zomim unless there's certain requirements to be in Eid Zomim that are intrinsically can't remove from each other. In order to do that, you must be lying first of all, and then you also must be found. Yeah. And by Motzi Shemra, in order to be Motzi Shemra, you must be saying in a certain context. But regarding Ones, you don't have to.
Yeah. In other words, they're more inseparable in the case over here of Eid Zomim. It could be. Let's continue in the Tosis. Tosis is going to suggest several solutions. Zok Tosis, the Yeshloma. Kevan de Rabbanan de Rab Meir, Eidim Zomen Lav Knasahu. So he at this point he's acknowledging the premise of what Tosis said, that the basis of the Machlokas is that Rab Meir says Eidim Zomen is a Knas, and the Chum disagree and say it's Mamo. But now what follows? Since according to Chachamim of Rav Meir, Eidim Zomim Lav Knasahu, Ulekach Lo Yafinim Motzi Shemra. So we don't, because of that, we don't learn from Motzi Shemra, because it's not analogous. Motzi Shemra is a Knas, Eidim Zomim is Mamo. Ela Ein Lokin Umishalmin Mikdei Rishasa. So when we have Eidim Zomim, what rule does reign? What rule does get applied to the case? Not the Motzi Shemra rule of Lokin Umishalmin, but the Kedei Rishasa rule of Ein Lokin Umishalmin. El Ein Lokin Umishalmin Mikedei Rishasa. The Hashta Islan Lemelaf Bechol Duchtin Me'edim Zomim V'lomi Motzi Shemra, says Tosa. So now we're going to learn everywhere from the Eidim Zomim paradigm and not Motzi Shemra. Now, as we have seemingly conflicting paradigms, we have a Motzi Shemra paradigm that says Lokin Mishalmin. We have the Eidim Zomim paradigm, now that happens to be Mamon. And that tells us, Kidei Rishah, so that you don't have Malkus and Mammon. So we learn out everywhere from Edom Zolmin, why should we do that? The Kol Malkios Yalfinan Mi Malkus to Edom Zolmin. So Tosus elaborates. Because Malkus everywhere is learned out of Malkus of Edom Zolmin. The Samach Rav de Chasima, because next to the Malkus that you find by Edom Zolmin, you have the Rav of Gusachim Shor B'Disho, right there in Parshas Kisepse. The Aboyim Yakenu Be'edim Zomen Ksiv. So you have Rav de Chasima right next to the Parsh of Rom Yakenu, which is written in the context of Itztikwes HaTzadik, the Yeshuas HaRasha, the Gemara Darshins for Edom Zomen. So you have an Aboyim Yakenu of Edom Zomen. You have a Gusachim which allows us to take the Malkus there and apply it to everywhere. Ulefisha Mefurish Behen Malkus, since it's explicit that it says Malkus in that parasha of Kidei Rishasov, Yalfinon Kuli Ravi, we learn out to all Ravin, the Lehevi Domen Lav de Chasima de Samachle, that they should be comparable to Lav de Chasima. So anything that's like Lav de Chasima gets the din that the Torah spoke about of Kidei Rishasov that's written by Edom Zomin's Malkus. So the Lav de Chasima rounds out the Yafusa to everything, but the Malamed still remains what? The Edom Zomin. So now Tosus takes it a step further. Let me point something out before we even read the next two lines. This next two lines of Tosus is not appearing in Tosus and Malkus, nor in Tosus and Rush over here. As if to say that we have enough already to answer, but Tosus here felt he had to go a step further. What has Tosus said thus far? That since the Chachamim hold that Edom Zomin is Mammon, so you can learn from Motzi Shemra, so Edom Zomin becomes its own Melamed. That Kidei Rishah so dictates that you don't get two Onshin, and we have Lav de Chasima that's that gives us the parameters of which Lavin is going to get Malkus, but when it gets Malkus, we also have the Kidei Rishah so that you can get two Onshin. And we're using Edom Zomin as the Melamed, and it sounds like Tosus and Malkus and Tosus and Rashi here are saying, and therefore I learn everywhere, whether it's Knas, whether it's Mammon. Tosus here didn't want to stop with that, because who says that we're talking about Mammon? And who says we're talking about Knas? You know, all of this is all true, but within the world of Mammon. When we're dealing with Knas, we should still go the other route and learn from where? So Tosus needs to be able to show you that everything we just mentioned about the Kidei Rishah so is relevant for Knas even in the context of Edom Zomin. That's what he's about to do. Just keep in mind though, you'll see not Tosus doesn't add this point elsewhere. So again, as we continue, V'chihecha de Edom Zomin ein lokin u'mishalmin b'chol inyin. That the Kidei Rishah so rule is valid, that you don't have both punishments by Edom Zomin in every situation, bein bin mamon bein b'knas, whether mamon or knas. The mikra mole dibar akasav Kidei Rishah so mishamisha achas atem achayvo. Mikra mole dibar akasav is a way of saying the Torah doesn't seem to give any room for exceptions. The Torah has a blanket rule. Mikra mole, the pasuk is very all encompassing. Kidei Rishah so that whatever the case might be, you don't get the two punishments. So what would be the case where you have knas that finds its way into the case of Edom Zomin? For example, afilu nischayvu knas, even if the Edom Zomin become chayiv knas. Now the kasha zomim itself has a din of what? We're going now going to chachamim. What do they hold? The kasha zomim is a din of mammon. But let's say they be nischayvu knas at the same time that they said their edus. How can that be? Keep going. Tosus gives you a case. B'shar she'idu, when they said their edus, tafchu omachru shor shel geneva. So we know that there's a knas of dalad vehei on tvicha umachira. So at the time of the Haggadah's edus, they did tvicha on an animal that they had previously stolen, or they sold the shor v'tomeh savisli, or shor v'sed, they sold, they did a transaction to sell that to another person, which is machayv dalad vehei. It could be that they would do the tvicha umachira, heim, Olachirim b'shvilam. What does Tosis mean by this? Heim olachirim b'shvilam. What does Tosis mean? The halacha is, the Gemara has later, not too far ahead, that the din by Tavcha Mecharo is even al yidei acher, al yidei shaliach, different drushes to teach us that here there's what you could call yesh shaliach l'dvar avera, that if somebody steals and then he has someone else, an agent, do the tvicha u'mechira on his behalf, so the ganev is mechuyev in dalet vehei for the shor v'seh, even though he himself didn't do tvicha u'mechira. So you can incur a chiyuv knas together with your chiyuv of malchus. So you can have a case of Edom Zomim that Kedavish Asso is going to dictate that there will be relevance to saying you do not have the chiyuv of knas, you have the chiyuv malchus. It doesn't have to just be mammon; it can be knas as well. I feel in this chayv knas as we have the case as described. So therefore, so now we have the rule that dictates for all malchus, because we have the lav de chasima that gives us the chance to take the malchus of kashazam, the malchus of the Edom Zomim, and we have a kedem shas, so that's embedded in that, which even extends to what type of a chiv mamon knas. So now we learn out to every situation that if you have mamon, malchus, and knas, we're going to learn out from kedem shas of Edom Zomim that even the knas, we're going to use the malchus to pater the knas. Now, there's a lot of things here that need to be explored. Tosis, again, first is the general outline of Tosis Teres. Everyone hear the outline Tosis is saying. Again, the problem was, why not learn from Oti Shemra? That by knas, we have Lokan and Mishalman. The end, after the Chacham only disagree, because Edom Zomim for the Chacham is considered to be mamu, not knas. So he says, granted, that's correct. It's mammon. But if you don't learn out Edom Zomim, the Edom Zomim now has a life of its own. Edom Zomim not having the din of Motzi Shema, of Woken Mishalmin, means by definition, what does it have? What is said about Edom Zomim? Kedev Shasa. Now, if you have a Kedev Shasa by Edom Zomim that says you ain't Woken Mishalmin, which means what? Woken Ve'en Mishalim. So now, the Kedev Shasa is going to apply not just to a Chi of mammon, but even a chiyuv knas that could exist. This point was not mentioned by Tosa Rush. Lamashal, just what I elaborated what you just said. Tosa Rush gives simply the teretz without this extra twist. He says, if you have kedev shasa by Edom Zomim, so that becomes the model for everything. Not Motzi Shem Ra, because I have a counter model. I don't use Motzi Shem Ra. I use kedev shasa. Yeah, he says, hear the words. Yishloma, the kuli lavin, the lokan alein, gamrin, milav de chasima. The samich, aboim yakenu, dichse beidim zom. Everything is rooted in the losach zom, which is based on aboim yakenu, which is beidim zom. U beidim zom, ksipte rishasa. The al karchach dashin alevi, yata machayvo, mishom, shtey rishayos. Dainu mamino malchus, because we'll gamin on Edom Zomim Motzi Shemra, because Edom Zomim doesn't get rid of Motzi Shemra, because it's a mamon, it's not knas. So now I have a kedev shasa by Edom Zomim. So everything else, which Rav de Chasima tells us, take everything from here. So now I learn everything, even the world of mamon, in other words, from Edom Zomim, even the word of knas, in other words. Hilchach afil beknas nami nesmai mikdei shasso. Why? Kevan delo yadinan b'shum makom delokin el mi edem zomim. Uven motzi shemra de goli goli av b'shaduch dilo. So it sounds like those of us would be happy to just stop at that. No need to continue the story and say, and, you know, by edem zomim, even if there'll be a case that they mischayev knas, it would still have the same halach. So that's the first interesting diuk that you see. Tosis in Makis 2 doesn't seem to go this extra mile, as it were, to bring in the case of Knas Beidin Zomim. Again, tell me, Rachamim, why wouldn't Tosis here be satisfied with that? Why wouldn't he be satisfied with that, just to say it that way? Why does Tosis need the extra twist? And you can have a case by Beidin Zomim where the Mechuyev Knas, like Tavach Umacha at the time of the Eidus. Why does Tosis need to add that?
Being near Chayyim would subscribe to
well, he's not talking about mayor here. No, Tosus doesn't stay scared of mayor. That's the other Tosus. He gets the mayor's angle. Here, Tosus is focusing on the Chachamim. Apparently, Tosus Rosh, Tosus Makis, they don't need to add right, the extra side. Tosus Makis brings the mayor together with the Rabbanah. He says, here, the first wide line of Tosus Makis. Yeshlomet, the Vadai. Bein l'Rab Meir, bein l'Rab Banan, lekha chiluk bein miso, bein mamul knas. So then the Kedei Rishasso is not Malkus of Mammon. It's Miso Malkus. We'll get to that in later in our Tosus too. So Meir is going to say all the time Lokim Mishalim, even by Mammon, because there's no exclusion. But according to the Chacham, the Rabbanan who hold Edom Zomim Mammonu, you have to know if Tosus, this Teretz of Malkus is more like the next Teretz of Tosus, like the Ritzvah. Certainly in the Tosa Rush, he's saying very similar to here, but without this extra point. So why doesn't Tosus stop with that? Why does Tosus need to add that you can find a case by Edom Zomim with this knas? Yossi?
Because if you're using today, Mishasa, you can only apply it to other cases that are like that.
Correct. Edom Zomim is Mamo. So the whole context of everything that you want to say with this Kedei Rishasa, with the Lab Dechassim and everything else, would seem to be patterned after what we're dealing with over here, the world of Mammon. The world of Knas can still be going within the Motzi Shema paradigm. So I think that's what Tosus needed more. He needed to show you, but now that I have this Kedei Rishasa, which is by Edom Zomim, the In Loka Mishalmin, I'm going to show you that I can even come up with a case of the Edom Zomim where the chiv that they're incurring is a chiv knas, like Tavach Umacha, the case Tosus brings. And nevertheless, you say Kedei Rishasso, and therefore, since this is a paradigm for everywhere else, then you see it's even true for knas.
So what does
I don't know. It could be. Yeah.
He says specifically that Motzi Shemra is came in the Gali Gali. It's a specific.
It's seen as the exception.
Exception. A little bit more like the Ritzvah is going to say
he,
later.
Yeah. Although he doesn't say it quite that way. He seems to be saying that if Edom Zomim is the paradigm, we look at that as the main paradigm, and we don't start splitting. You know, we look at the shift of balance of power here, and we say if we have a Kedei Rishasa, we have Motzi Shemra, rather than give the more weight to Motzi Shemra and see it as relevant for cases of Knas, I'd rather marginalize it and see that as a fringe exception and use Kedei Rishasso as a model, which even though Edom Zomim might be Mammon, but Mistama, that motto is valid for Knas too. That's what I would say for the Tosa Rush. That, you know, if you're creating already a model of Kedei Rishasso, then my own common sense tells me that that shouldn't matter whether it happens to be Mammon or Knas. I'd rather see the Motzi Shemra as the exception and look at Kedei Rishasso as the rule, even if it goes beyond the context of where the rule is discussed. And here Tosus doesn't want to be satisfied with it. But we're not out of the woods yet, Rabosa. There's a lot of things here have to be explained. Let's go further. Yeah.
Why when he quotes the case of Tavcho Umachro, it's a case of when the guy he's trying to get the other person to pay a kanas.
They are saying Edus. At the time of the Agadas Eidos, they incur a Chiyuv Knas.
They're trying to incur on the other person a Chiyuv Knas.
No. I'm glad you asked. No. That's not what he said. Let me ask you the following question. This is very relevant. Forget about, even before you even get to that, to the specifics. Tosus is discussing a Kedei Rishasso of Edom Zomim, right? And what din does Kedei Rishasso dictate by Edom Zomim that I'm learning out to everywhere else? That they're not going to be Loken or Mishalman. So what's going to be? Malkus. Does that sit well with you? Let's think for a second. What is the case of Edom Zomim? What are they testifying? Give me a case. They say Reuven owes Shimon $200, right? No. And now, there's a Kedei Rishaso that says, at the time that they made, that Reuven owes Shimon $200, they had stolen something, and now someone slaughters the ox, or sells the ox. Right. To what? So even a case like that, the Torah says they get Malkus, they don't get Mamon. What do you mean they're going to get Malkus? What's the halacha of the Eidim Zomim? If you have a Mamon of Kasher Zomim and a Malkus of Losana, what do they get? They get Mamon. The Feirush Rebbe's Torah. So how can you talk about the Malkus pattering the Mamon, even the Knas? To the contrary, there's no Malkus. There's no Malkus. The Kedei Rishas of Eidim Zomim means they're going to get the Mamon of Kasher Zomim. So it won't be a Malkus below Mamon, it'll be Mamon below Malkus, and then why can't they get the Knas? So what are we missing here? How could Tosa say that I have application of Kedei Rishaso within Eidim Zomim, which I learned to everywhere else, that's teaching me that Malkus patters Mamon, and not just regular Mamon, but even Mamon Knas, because I found a case of Knas by Eidim Zomim? What's going on here? The Malkus won't exist, because the Mamon of the Kasher Zomim patters Malkus. The Feirush Rebbe's Torah. Achronim are very bothered by this. What's going on in Tosfos? Where do you have a chi of Malkus to pat the Mamon by Eidim Zomim and then to take it over to the to Knas Mamon? So what must be, get it right, sure, probably others, what must be the case that Tosfos is thinking of the Eidus of Eidim Zomim that you have a Kedei Rishaso that will dictate Malkus patering Mamon? What must be the Eidus that we're talking about?
Malkus.
About Malkus. The Eidim Zomim are made about somebody that they're Chayiv Malkus, not that they're Chayiv Mamon. Or give me another variation of that case, somebody. The first Mishnah Malkus, give me a variation. No? The Grusha ben Chavutza. That's, in fact, the remez of Eidim Zomim that Ula finds in the parsha is a case like that. So you have a person who the Eidim wanted to make it to a Ben Grusha ben Chavutza, not a Kohen, and they found to be Zomimim. And the halacha is that you give them not the Kasher Zomim, literally to make them Ben Gerusha, Ben Kohanim, you give them Malkus. So that was the Eidus Tosfos was thinking about. So Tosfos is discussing a Kedei Rishaso application within the context of a parsha of Eidim Zomim, not when the Eidim Zomim were made on Mamon, when they're made on Malkus or made on Ben Gerusha. Oh, so now Tosa says, we have a paradigm of Kedei Rishaso by Eidim Zomim that's going to be used for Kol HaTorah Kula, that says Malkus v'lo Mamon. Kedei Rishaso speaking about Eidim Zomim, a case where they made on Malkus. But now what would be the case of Zachi of Mamon that comes together with that? What kind of Mamon could Tosa be talking about? And he talks about Knas in a second, but what about Mamon? What would be the Mamon? That's what you're asking. Yes, yeah, so what Mamon is there? We want Malkus to pat the Mamon. So what kind of Mamon? Can anyone think of a case? Well, what was the case of Knas? As they're made, what did they do? Tavach u'macha. Okay, that's the case of Knas. So give me a case of Mamon. As they're made, Karas Shiroin. They rip some of his garments. A whole different tosis now, right? So to find a Kedei Rishaso by Eidim Zomim that the Malkus patters Mamon, you have to be thinking in those terms. The Malkus is for the Kasher Zomim, be it Malkus that they were made on someone who's Chai Malkus or made Ben Gerusha, and they incur a Chiyuv Mamon because they did a Hesek at that time. And the Kedei Rishaso says that they'll get Malkus and not Mamon because that's Kedei Rishaso. Kedei Rishaso says, except for, right, the Feirush Rebbe's Torah, but if it's like this, it's the Malkus of the Eidim Zomim that patters the Mamon of the Hezek. Okay, so now I can learn out everywhere. But Tosfos says, how would I know to Knas as well? Maybe Knas still falls back on Motzi Shemra. So Tosfos says, but I'll give you an example where the Chi of Mamon they incurred at the time of the Eidus is not a Chi of Mamon of Hezek, but it's a Chi of Mamon of Knas. Why? Tavach u'macha. And the Torah still spoke about that case too, that the Kedei Rishaso of Eidim Zomim, that the Malkus of the Eidim Zomim, of the Kasher Zomim, Mamu Pater, any kind of Mamon, even a Mamon of Knas. and therefore from here I could learn everywhere, and therefore even though Edom Zomim themselves have a din, the Kasha Zama Mammon is a din of Mammon, but now that I know that I can't learn Edom Zomim from Motzi Shemra, because Motzi Shemra is Knas, Edom Zomim is Mammon, now what rule do I apply? Not the Lokin of Mishalman of Motzi Shemra rule, but the rule of Kedei V'Shasso, plug in Kedei V'Shasso to the context of Edom Zomim. What would be the case of Kedei V'Shasso that Arboim Yakenu would be the rule and not the Mammon? The case with Edom Arachai of Malkus for the Kasha Zaman and the Inkurachi of Mammon side by side. And they won't have to pay the Mammon. But not just Mammon, even Knas. This seems to be what Tosis is saying. Well, complicated, but that's the Cheshbon. That's where it goes. Yeah, Rachamin?
In terms of learning from Edom Zomim out to everything else, what exactly, what's the limud that we're using? Binyan Av?
Sounds like a Binyan Av.
Why would we
using the Lo Sachsam as helping us round out the Binyan Av, but it's a Binyan Av from the Kedei V'Shasso of Edom Zomim.
Edom Zomim is itself a Milumad, it's not a Milumad.
No, what is a Milumad? To the contrary, you're not learning it from Motzi Shemra.
But at least the Gemara is attempting to learn from Motzi Shemra to
no, that's right. But once it fails the test, now that's what Tosfos was saying. It takes on a life of its own. In other words, if I learn from Motzi Shemra, then I'm not going to build a new paradigm of Kedei V'Shasso by Edom Zomim, because to the contrary, Edom Zomim learns from Motzi Shemra. That's Rav Meir. The Chachamim, because they view Edom Zomim as Mamo Nakna, so no longer can be learned Motzi Shemra. So now I plug in Kedei V'Shasso to Edom Zomim where it's written, and this becomes the Melamed for everywhere else.
Right, but we're leaving a Melamed that's Mefurash and Psukim, which is Motzi Shemra.
That's correct.
That's correct.
That becomes. We want it to be a Melamed, it became a fringe exception in the end. That's what happened.
Because once the test of the
Limud fails, because you can't learn Edom Zomim from Motzi Shemra, because this is Knas, this is Mammon. So now Motzi Shemra gets marginalized and Edom Zomim becomes its own Melamed. Ad Kedei Kach, that it even. What?
We see that elsewhere, is that
Kayah? Tosfos is saying. And again, and to construct the case of Kedei V'Shasso, that Malkus Patas Mammon, you have to think in terms of what we just said. Just one ha'ara, just then it'll take everybody. This is also Kiveger pointing out in the Hagos and Shulchan Aruch, an interesting marimakum as well in this Tosfos. In terms of saying Kimud Rabbinay, what we see in this Tosfos is that is it in a way the inverse of the other of Kiveger is. Not quite, but sort of. What did we see in Ravashi? In earlier daf, I'll come down today, when Ravashi introduced the case of Misa B'Shamayim Patring Mammon, he had something about a case which is different than before. We had cases of Zar She'ochal Truma, and then Ravashi says, and before we had the Chiyuv Mammon having to do with the Gzeira or the Hezek of the Truma. But then Ravashi introduced another case. Zar she'ochal truma, the karashi royin. So the first thing to notice in Ravashi, before anything else, besides miso zem mamon lezeh, which is a whole separate discussion, but before that, what's the other thing you notice before anything else? That even if we're talking about two separate maisim that happen to occur simultaneously. In other words, until that point of Ravashi, the cases were one maisa. He swallows Truma, and he's causing the hezek with the eating of the truma. He's also being mazik the truma or gozo the truma. So it's all the same mice. In Ravashi's case, he's eating truma and he's causing hezek in a whole different way. Similar to, let's say, the case of the Kiryat Zarach Hanacha and so on, Zarach Chetz, the Karashi Roing, two separate mice. Where else do you see such a thing? That's by Miso Mam. Where do you see by Malkus Mama? Right here, the shasha heidu tavachu machru. Someone else is tavachu machru. So Rabbi Kiva Eger points this out in his Hagos to Shulchan Aruch tavchav dalit. He says, he quotes Ravashi misugi deksuvas daf lamid amidays bilkimta de Ravashi bizar shalchal chuma v'korashi royin mivuar. Mivur in that Gemara, the af bebeis maisim kigon chiyos Shabbos biyad echad uviyad echad hizik lechaveru. Again, this is a chiddush in Kavod Rav Minei. He's machal Shabbos with one hand, and he's causing hazak with the other hand. That you'll say Kavod Rav Minei. You see that in Ravashi. Continues up the Kivega. V'chein kaslu hatosus sham lamid lamid beis lamid aleph dibra maskel. Sorry. V'chein kaslu hatosus sham. That's Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph. Uleinyin Malkus u'Mamon kehay Gavna. Hecha de'asru bei ayin tosus taf Lamed Beis Lamed Aleph. Diba Maschel ve'ein loke. The mevor b'divreim. The af be'beis ma'isin pata milishalim. What is the Mikveh bringing from this line of tosus? The Eidim are made Eidus, and then at that time they incur chiyuv knas. Or Tavchu Machru, or we talked about Karashi Rayan, it's Mamish Kapala to Ravashi. It's interesting, we could take it a step further. The Hafla raises a question, I don't know if he answers it. He does, maybe, but he asks a question. Tosa's case is strange for the following reason. If they stole, then really the Eidus is Pasala Eidus, then Pasala Eidim. The Eidus because they stole. So how can you count this as a basis to Mechayv the Malkus if the Eidus, the Eidim Sulim from the time of the Geneva? Because they're doing Tavachu Macha means they did a Geneva previously. So could be they'll still get the Losana anyway, even if they, the Eidus is Eidus Psula. Could be. But he says, you know, Tos could have given a different case. That's Afuaz Ha'ara. Seemingly the Edom Sulim, because of the Geneva. But he says Tosis could have given a different case. At the time that they said Eidus, so they had a shore that they were not, they were Peshaya in, they didn't watch it so well, and it ran out and caused Hezek. And Machokis and Bavakama, whether Palganiska, finish the sentence, Knasa, Palganiska, Mamona, is Chatzi Nezek Mamon or Chatzi Nezek Knasa? There's Amanda Amar. Palganiska Knasa. So if Tos wanted to think of a case and avoid the problem of the Edom becoming Edom Sulim, what could he have picked? Could have picked at the time that they're made, their shor caused, at the short time, caused Chatzi Nezek. Okay, so then you avoid the problem of Edom Sulim. But here it's even beyond Rabbi Kiveger. Kiveger was Mimedaik from Tosos, so you could say Kamdamine on two separate what? Two separate Nisim. In the case that we just gave, it's not two separate meisim, it's one meisa of Eidus Sheker, and passively not being shomer the shore, being poshea in the shmirah, which led to hezek. And yet, the chi of mis, the chi of malchus, will pater the chi of hezek that came about through the absence of being shomer their money. Just interesting. It's Rabbi Kiveger was two, you know, Chilu Shabbos with one hand, Hezek with the other hand. Or Eidus Sheker and Tavachu Macha. So that's two Maisim. But in the Hafla's case, it's a Maisa that Machayev the Malkis, and it's a passive not being shown there, which is the basis to hint, to pin on them a chiyuv has a tashlum palganiska knasa, and that also would go in go into the same kidei rishas. Just a further application. The kivegas is two meisim here would be even beyond that. That's a separate point as well to notice. But I'll kopanim back to the Tosus Teretz. So if we have a new malamed of kidei rishaso, and kidei rishaso by Edom Zomin would apply to pater mamon, but not just mamon, even patering knas with the malchus of the Edom Zomin, the case would be grush ben chalutza or being edus made on somebody's chayv malchus, and it would even be a case with a mischuyev knas like tabachu machar. You have to know what to do with the problem of the fact that they ate him sulim. And therefore, we can learn out everywhere the same thing, and Motzi Shema, therefore, becomes the exception. This is basically what Tosus has answered. Now, a couple of you had questions from before. Yosef, yes?
What did we suggest with regards to how we answer up for the Torah again?
How we answer for what?
The
answer is going to have to be that the case we're discussing is not Eidus of Mamon. It's Eidus that brings a kasha zamam of Malkus.
Only the Eidus of Mamon falls on.
In other words, rather than the fair trips of Torah is a kasha zamam of Mamon, patas Malkus of Bosana. Here we're talking about the, an edus that brings a malchus for the kashazam, for the lusana, as it may be, patering other mammon or other knas. So the mammon will be patered by the malchus. What mammon? Hezek, kareshiroyin, or knas money. Like Tavachu Machar, or maybe the case of the Afla, if their shore was Mazik. And that becomes the Malami for everywhere else. Yeah, this is Tosus first Teretz. Yes, you'll see. Any time after.
Now, what the case that Tosus has in mind? Why is it
we're trying to use this limud for everywhere, of that we say lokin de'im mishalmin. Where do you see that kedim mishasaledim zomin? If the case would be that the malchus is patered by the mammon, you don't have any malchus patering mammon. You have mammon patering malchus. So then there should be chayv knas. Why would they be patered from? Tosis wants to show you that we don't use motzi shemra to tell you lokin de'im mishalmin. Even though it's knas, and we should learn from Motzi Shemra, because you can see in Kedei Rishas of Eden Zomin that even by knas, Malkus patters knas as well. That means you're using a Kedei Rishas of Eden Zomin to find Malkus pattering mammon or Malkus pattering knas. The problem is if it's a standard case of Eden Zomin that were made on mammon, then the mammon will patter the Malkus. And then you won't have Malkus pattering the knas.
Doesn't Kedei
one Risha, one Onish. Yeah,
right,
but which one?
You don't know which one.
So if it's Eden, if it's classic Eden Zomin of Mammon of Kasha of Hazama, then which one is going to be the Mammon patterning the Malkus? So how can you know extrapolate to say that even if they were made and at the time that they said Eidus, they incurred a chi of Knas. So even there, Kedei Rishas so says, Aboyim Yakenu, we learned from, that they get Malkus and not Knas. It's not true. Because we're trying to show that by Knas as well, ain lokin umishalmin. But if there's no, but you see, no, because if there's a din of the Fairship of the Torah, there's no problem of lokin umishalmin here, because there's no lokin. The mammon patered the malchus. So where do you see that Knas can't coexist? There's no, there's nothing to patter the Knas. Where do you see that knas can or can't coexist? There's no knas, nothing to pat to the knas. The malchus is off the table.
Okay, so it's not that, because I was supposed to clear why at this point we were saying that the malchus has to pat to the mammon as opposed to the mammon pat to the knas. What we were saying now is just that is that the rebuy teaches us that there is no malchus there in the first place, and therefore can be used as a
yeah, I mean, yeah, you have the Kedei Rishas of the mammon patering the malchus, but then you don't have anything after that to take away the, you know, that should take away the knas that we should be learning out that you know, right? And you have the Kedei Rishas on the mammon patering the malchus, but that's not going to be relevant to try to prove anything about the knas. We seem to be using the Kedei Rishas of the Eden Zomim. Tosis's words seem to be saying that too. To apply it to Malchus patering mammon. The words are saying that as well. Hachinam b'chol malchios, right? Yeah, Eitan.
If we're learning out from Eid Zomim, all ages, should we also learn out that Yerushalayim mammon, you don't get malchus? I mean, why are we dropping that aspect?
That's the Gemara. That's our Gemara.
No, but before I...
What does the Gemara say? Why can't you learn from Eid Zomim, Nisham ben Aloka? The Gemara says.
But then you can learn out.
The Gemara says, Monochumer, Monokula, whatever the Pircha might be.
The whole point is that we're using it to learn out to everywhere else. The whole point of
No. The Kedei Rishaso is the rule. The question is the Bethair Shub Satori is tweaking the rule that Ba'idim Zomin is Mama not Malkus. That can't be derived from there to anywhere else because the Pircha the Gemara gives, in Shlicha Masra, or whatever, the Pircha is, well, Sumaisa. That's in terms of the mammon below malchus, but in terms of Kedei Rishaso, that's a paradigm for everywhere. The Kedei Rishaso is
sentence, in the same sentence we're saying that if you're going to use Eden Zomim to learn out to everywhere else, oh, but it's not true by everywhere else, because everywhere else you
No, but there's a case. But there's a case. No, no, but wait. No, that's what we're saying. There's a case of Eden Zomin where the Kedemish Shasa plays out in the other direction. That's what we see in our Tosis. There's an application of Loken to Eden Shalman by Eden Zomin too. But there's one case of Eden Zomin where it's Mishalman Ve'en Loken. And that's what you can't take from there anywhere else. But the Kedemish Shasa idea is everywhere, and the Loken Ve'en Mishalman is everywhere. Even by Knas, because even by Edom Zomin you can have a case of Knas that gets exempted with the Malkus. Let's continue, Rabosa. Let's continue in Tosas. This is all one teretz. There's two more tirutzim to go, right? One teretz to the Kasha. Yeah? Daniel had a question before? Not sure. Someone had a hand. Okay, let's go on. Next teretz. V'od tiretz ritzva. So until now, the assumption of this teretz was, what do the Chachamim hold as to why you can't learn from Motzi Shema to Edom Zomin? What do they hold? That Edom Zomin is Mom, like Tosa's premise in the question, but it's not going to help because you still can learn out Kedei Rishas so to Knas as well. The Od Tiretz Ritzvah. Also, bear in mind, Tosa's did not address Rav Meir at all here. In other words, and Rav Meir saying that that you say the Loken Umishalman is not just by Knas, it's by Mamon too, even though he only learns from Motzi Shemra. That half Tosas doesn't really get into. V'otiritz ritzvah. Drabana nami matsu savri de Edom Zomin Knas. The Chachamim can also agree that Edom Zomin is Knas, like Rav Meir. Aye, so why don't they learn from Motzi Shemra? See here, he's saying Kedavish Aso is not just used because of the fact that once I can go from Motzi Shema, Kedavish Aso gets its own status of its own. Kedavish Aso, by definition, the Chum looked at it and said, it's telling us by Mamanu Malkus that you don't get both. Why is it Masma Mamanu Malkus? Because where is it written? Kedei Rishasa. What's the context in the Chumash? Kedei Rishasa in the parasha discussing Malkus. So that alone is dictating to the Chachamim that I don't want to learn from Motzi Shemra that there should be a bin Loken Umishalman. I should look at Kedei Rishasa to tell me Ein Loken Umishalman. I, Eden Zomin is Knas, good. But I'm still not convinced to learn from Motzi Shema. I'd rather look at Kedei Rishasa as an independent counterweight to Motzi Shema. Now, what differentiates this from before? Until now, Tosas was assuming that if I would learn, if Edom Zomin is Knas, then I would naturally want to learn from Motzi Shema. Because Edom Zomin is Mammon, now I can create a counterweight to Motzi Shema in the form of Kedei Rishasa. What Tosas is saying now is that even if Edom Zomin has a din of Knas, I still would argue for the Chachamim that Kedei Rishasa is its own counterweight to Motzi Shemra. It's Maspa by Mamon Malkus. Avo l'Rav Meir, Mishum Binyan Avde Motzi Shemra, because he has this Mamatzinu, Muki Kedei Rishasa l'Miso Malkus, Umatik Levi Mashma Usei. In other words, he's willing to take out Kedei Rishasa from its immediate context. What does Rav Meir do in effect to Kedei Rishasa? Where does he put it? Miso Malkus. The Chacham say that's not Mistaver. The Pashup Shakti Rishasa is Malkus Umama. So it comes out that for this Teretz, we don't have to say anything too fancy in terms of, you know, figuring out that you can have Edom Zomin where it's really Mama, but you can find a case of Knas. It's very simple. It's very simple. I have Kedei Rishasa, and that's the rule. And I want that to be Malkus Umama. What is Rav Meir going to say? It's going to be a case of Miso Malkus. Again, what could one ask over here? But for Rav Meir, why does he have to jump to Miso Malkus? Why can't Rav Meir say, you know, what Tosas didn't address here in Rav Meir? What could Tosas be asking on this right now? Why does Rav Meir have to jump to Miso Malkus? What could he say? Motzi Shemra is Knas. So there, Loken Umishalman. And what about by Mammon? So Miso Mammon is Kedei Rishasa. Tosas ignores it. Seems to be off the radar for Tosas, that question. That Tosas is just focusing only on the Chachamim and says, so the Rav Meir, for some reason, because of Motzi Shemra, so his only alternative now is to bring Kedei Shasso to a whole new realm, which is not the Pashup Shat. The Chachamim, on the other hand, look at Kedei Shasso, and they say, no, that case is talking about not Miso Malkus, it's Malkus Umamam. So even though Edom Zomimin is what? Is really Knas as well. The Chacham feel that Kedei Rishasso speaks to that. And here too you can ask, no, maybe Kedei Rishasso is Malkus Umamam. And Edom Zomimin, which is Knas, should be what? Should be looking at Mishalman. What is Tosu saying? I mean, you can leave. The same Kashan Rav Meir that I'm asking could be what Tosis is saying too, and the Chacham. Who says they have to map the Gleimi Mashmolusei? Where did Tosis know that Kedei Rishasso has to be about Knas? Maybe it's limited to Mama. Tosis makes it all or nothing. If Rav Meir learns from Motzi Shema, the Kedei Rishasso has to be shifting to Miso Malkus. The Chachamim, who say that Edom Zomimin, they agree, Edom Zomimin is Knas, but they want Kedei Rishasso to speak to that too. They don't want to move it to Misa Malkus. Why can Tosus say that Kedei Rishasso for the Chacham should be Misa Umamon, and by Edom Zomimin it'll be Lokin Umishalmin?
Maybe because the whole pasuk Kedei Rishasso is by Edom Zomim, and Edom Zomim is Knas.
So that's a chayyav pshat. That much is good. Yeah, that much is good. So the answer is Edom Zomim is Knas. So the Torah spoke about Misa and Malkus of Knas. That has to be. The Torah spoke about Malkus of Knas, and the Torah said Kedei Rishasso. And we don't want him. So Rav Meir is going to say, okay, so you have to say that the case must be Misa or Malkus. I let him make it case of Malkus Umamon. That question still stands a little bit. In other words, why go all the way totally to a new realm? Maybe Rav Meir should use Kedei Rishasso, if not exactly Miso Malkus, if not exactly Malkus Uknas, let it be Malkus Umamon. It's still closer to the case at hand. But the Chachamim, you could argue what you're saying. Good. This much is good. The Chachamim say, Edom Zomim is Knas. And the Torah said Kedei Rishasso. So I'm not going to wear Motzi Shema. I'm going to stick with Kedei Rishasso where it's written. It's written by Knas. That's good. What you're saying is good. So that seems to make sense, right? But Rav Meir, because of the drasha of Motzi Shema, so he ends up going Kedei Rishasso in a whole different way. Okay, that is another teretz. Good? Final teretz, Inami. Third teretz. Taima d'Rabbanan k'demefarish b'Yerushalmi. So now he's going to suggest something else with the Chachamim. First pshat of Tosis was the Chachamim hold Edom Zomim is no? First teretz. Edom Zomim is not Knas, it's Mammon. But we can figure out Kedei Rishasso speaks to Edom Zomim even in the case of Knas, and that learns to everything else. Second teretz is Edom Zomim really is Knas, but Kedei Rishasso speaks to Edom Zomim. They'd rather use it for the case at hand, not for some fringe case that's not the case, the context in which it's written. Inami, Taima d'Rabbanan, k'mefarish b'Yerushalmi. The Motzi Shemra Chidush. The reason why the Chacham don't learn from Motzi Shemra is because it's a Chidush. It's unique case. It's not something you can learn from. When something is a Chidush, that's a reason why it's fringe, it's not mainstream. Something is a chidush, it's less reason to use it as a melamed, to learn from it. It's a chidush. What's the chidush of Motzi Shemra? The bedibur greida mechayev. That the fact that you're chayev, whatever you're chayev, the Motzi Shemra, even with just dibur. That's where the Chacham don't learn from Motzi Shemra. Says Tosus, the afal gav, the edem zomen nami bedibur rayu mechayvi. You'll say, but Edom Zomim also have this chidush that through the dibur they're chayev. They only the dibur. So Tosus. So what does Tosus mean to ask? Let's understand pshat here. This line. So therefore what? So therefore, if it's the same chidush, therefore what? Therefore, you should learn Edom Zomim from Motzi Shemra. Yeah, but maybe you don't learn it because Motzi Shemra is knas, Edom Zomim is mamon. Tosus didn't say now what he's saying about the chachamim. In this third teretz, what is Tosfos thinking about the Chachamim? Is it Mammon or Knas?
It's Knas.
How do you know?
Inami.
I'm saying at this point, Inami, Tosfos doesn't say. Time of the Rabbani, you're saying it's Mas, but even if it's Knas. Okay. So therefore, you should learn it out. Okay. Or maybe Tosfos means the following. Reb Kidega learns it this way. That if you find the chidus beyond Motzi Shema, it's no longer a chidus. To the extent that you can find other examples of it, it no longer has that unique quality. It's no longer a chidus. So therefore you can't say you can't learn Motzi Shema because of this chidus. The chidus, I found it elsewhere too. It could also be a Tosfos means. That much is not a chiddush as much by the Edom Zalman case. The idei diburim haya nifsad. Through their dibur, it causes already the loss. It would cause the loss through the dibur. The dibur itself didn't cause the loss to the woman. What is it that causes it? The Edom that he has to bring to support his claim that she was mizana. Okay, Tosfos finished. So this is a third answer. Tosfos just concludes by saying that clearly the assumptions of my question don't hold. That I wanted to say that if you hold it in Zoma as a Knas, then it should come out that by Malkus and Knas, Lokin and Mishalman. And that was the base of the whole Tosfos. Tosfos, you see clearly it's not true. That, for example, if I have a Tana that holds it in Zoma as a Knas, he'll still agree in Lokin and Mishalman by Knas. What's his proof? V'chein mashma kaman daf lamed hemed beis. Da'afilu edem zomen kenosa, ein lokel mishalem knas. That even if edem zomen is a knas, still by knas you don't say lokel mishalem. What's his raya? The Amar. The Gemara says there, ulerabba the Amar. Lerab Meir, chidushu shekitcha Torah beknas. Rabba is the one who says that according to Rab Meir, there's a reason that you can have by knas, lokin u'mishalmin. Rab Meir is of the opinion that you can have by knas, you can have lokin u'mishalmin. So the Gemara asks, mas nisin b'may mukim la. So what's the Mishnah going to? How's the Mishnah going to work out? Still, Rab Meir can't work because it says bito, and there, the din in the Mishnah is what by bito.
Kimle,
even though it's a knas. And the Gemara says in Rav Meir, he's assuming that even by Misa and Knas, the same thing is true. So he can't work with Rav Meir. So the Gemara is stuck. Who does Mishnah go like? Says Tosfos, what's the problem? I have a simple Tana to pin on the Mishnah that can learn that the Mishnah works out that Knas goes together with Malkus, and as far as Misa is concerned, we don't know. We only know Malkus goes together with Knas can go with Malkus. We don't know about Misa. There may be not. Who is it? Rabbi Akiva, the Svirulei Perakam and the Baba Kama. He has the Shita, the Eden Zom and Knasu. Because during the day, Lo Shaminan de Isle Mesa Mishalim, as Rabbi Meir, we have a Mishnah that seems to suggest that Mesa in Baba Kama, that Mesa Mishalim. So that was why the Gemara had a problem. How could it work out Bito, according to Rabbi Meir? But according to Rabbi Akiva, we don't know about Mesa Mishalim. We only know if he holds Eden Zom and Knasu, we know. Lokel Mishalim. We don't know Mesa Mishalim. El Masma, the Gemara doesn't want to say such a possibility. El Masma, the Ein Shum Tana, the Sabre Lokel Mishalim, El Meir Chudei. The only one that you could find is Rabbi Meir. Why not Rabbi Akiva? The answer is, even if you hold Ein Zom Knasu, there could be every reason not to learn from Motzi Shema, whatever shot you want to say. You'll have Kedei Mishaso, and you'll still say that Ein Lokel Mishalim, and Rabbi Meir might hold this way, but we don't have to accept him, even if you hold Ein Zom Knasu. This is a Tosfos. Not an easy Tosfos, no? It's a cheshbin, a lot of cheshbin here. Okay, to chazer it. Okay.